This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. It's Tuesday. Let's get started.
Right.
Yeah. Go ahead, huh?
Okay, for all you guys listening out there, and women, we know that it's a challenge to see God at work in all situations. It is actually a knack to be able to do that. It's a choice to view things that way. And the biggest thing about it is it requires trusting God.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Scott and I both have a couple of scriptures we want to read. You want to start with your Philippians one?
Yeah, it's Philippians 4, 8. And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise.
Mm-hmm. That's one way to look at the situation.
Yeah.
And then my favorite one that I've quoted for many, many years, and a lot of people listening probably have too, but it's also misquoted, the scripture. And it's the one in Romans 8:28 that says, "And we know that all things that happen to us are working for our good." And here's where it's misquoted. If we love God and are fitting into His plans.
Mm-hmm.
How many times have you heard it quoted? All things work together for good to those who love God. But there's no emphasis.
Yeah.
If. That's what it says. The if is in there. All things. We know that all things happen to us are working for our good. If.
Mm-hmm.
We love Him and are fitting into His plans. That's where the rubber meets the road.
That's right. You know, and true happiness really can be found in every situation of life when we recognize that God is always at work and always in control.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Christ is with us and His return is certain. Because of that, we can act calmly in pain and difficulty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's easy to say.
Yeah.
But it's tough to do, mm-hmm. You know.
Okay, let's give some examples here. You say,
yeah, go ahead.
Okay, Teresa, your mom just passed away. How do you see any good in that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, in one situation, because of what we were dealing with, those of you may not know this, my mom was battling Alzheimer's.
For, yeah, a number of years.
And there's different stages to Alzheimer's, and we knew that. And there were some stages that she was approaching that we did not want to have to see. And that sounds very selfish, but we didn't want my mother to have to suffer. And those were coming up. And so we had prayed, you know, to please God to take her and eliminate those stages, that she would not have to go through those next stages.
Mm.
And in this situation, yeah, that was a blessing. But that's how we could look at it and find some peace,
mm-hmm.
that we were spared that. But not just us, that she was spared that. So back to what you were reading, we found in what I was reading, God worked it out. And we love Him. And my mom loved Him. And it worked out for good in this situation. It wasn't a good situation. We didn't want to see my mom suffer all those years, but she did. And then when it got down to the end of her life, we're so grateful that He spared us from seeing more deterioration, from my mom having to lose, you know, her dignity in other ways. And so we're just praising God through that.
What's right?
What can you think of?
Well,
it worked out for good because you loved Him.
Man, I mean, many situations. I mean, for instance, let's say at work, for instance, mm-hmm. you know. I mean, sometimes, you know, at work, things just get to the point to where you just don't know if you're going to make it. You know what I mean? You may have lose some employees or there might be extra stress on you or because of this and that. And you just have to see God working in that, you know, and then you look through the situation and you go, you know, God, whatever the situation may be or whatever the outcome, I know You're in control. That I can't do anything about it. I can do my part, but the outcome, you know, you can do that, and I'm going to have to find praise and glory in everything that happens. And inevitably, you do.
It's trust too.
Yeah. Do you trust? Do you really trust him?
That's what it boils down to.
You know, ask yourself that.
Do you really?
As you're driving or running, or at home, do I really trust God? Mm-hmm. Do you? Well, you know what? That's
that's a question only you can answer.
Only you can answer. We can't answer that for you.
But we've had to ask ourselves the same question.
Exactly. We sure have.
Do we really love him? Mm-hmm. Do we really trust him? Nobody knows how we're going to exit this world. Look how Jesus exited the world. And we think all the suffering and all the things that we had to go through, look at what he suffered. He suffered on his way out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you say, I'm not Jesus, I'm not God. No, but that's our example. That's our hope. What's on the other side?
Yeah.
Eternal life. You know?
Yes,
eternal
sir.
Life with Christ. So when people talk to me about illnesses and death, and even when I think about it myself, I think, well, look again how Jesus made his exit from the world, from the earth. Mm-hmm. He died the worst possible death on a cross. You know? I mean, can it get much worse than that?
Yeah.
So when you look at it from that standpoint, it's like, whoa. We're all going to suffer in life,
sure.
Whether it's at the end of our life or in the middle.
Or in the beginning.
We're going to suffer. You know, we're thinking about death these days and the grieving process. But if you look at someone's tombstone, you see the date that they were born and the date that they died. There's a dash in the middle. The dash represents your life. Then that dash is good, then that dash is bad. There's
so what'd
suffering
you do with that dash?
And there's happiness.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not all going to be perfect. Christ's life was not all perfect when he was on the earth.
That's right. You know, peace and joy come when we focus on things that provide lasting value
yep.
to our life. I mean, Christ.
And it's a choice.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And the more we commit ourselves to knowing God's will through prayer and study of his word, the better we're prepared to see God at work in all of our situations.
You know, I can look at you and you can look at me and your mood has changed, and I'll be saying to you, what are you thinking about?
Yeah.
And again, for us where we are right now, what was I thinking about when the tears came? What
mm-hmm.
was I thinking about when this popped up? Well, it's a choice to think those things, honey. And we make another choice to think about what the Bible's saying in Philippians. To think
mm-hmm.
on, what does it say? Think on those things that are lovely.
Yeah, honorable, right, pure, admirable, true.
Mm-hmm.
Think on those things.
That's what he's saying. It's a
yeah.
choice. And you say, we always say in our podcast, I can't stop thinking about this. People say, I can't stop. Well, no, maybe you can't, but you can make a choice to start thinking about something else. Our thoughts don't have us. We have them.
Right.
Now, what are you going to do with them?
Yeah.
What are you going to do with them?
You know, just watching Teresa, you know, go through the tragedy of losing her mother, you know, it just really showed me how God's grace is at work in her life. Because the way that she's handled the situation. I mean, she's looking at the fact that, you know what, she's better off now. She's with Jesus.
My mom has moved on. We need to
yeah,
move on.
That's right. But, you know, it's not easy.
No, and we don't. We get into it when those times come. We go on and feel it.
You know, it's
go
all.
Go on and own it. It's a grief.
A friend of Teresa said it better than I could ever say it. She said, it's really hard losing somebody you've never known life without.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's where the grief comes from. You know, I never knew life without my mom. Teresa never knew life without her mom and dad, or I never knew life without my dad. I mean, we knew them all of our life. And so that's where the grieving comes from, the sadness. But those who believe in Jesus, man, that's a celebration. It's happy days, man. She is dancing and having a good old time in heaven. And the angels rejoicing. Because one of their angels had come home.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's how you find goodness, praise in every situation. You get a raise at work. Don't make the mistake of thinking it's all about you. You got that raise because you're working for God. And because of that, your boss saw maybe something different in you that he doesn't see in other people. Mm-hmm. So give God the praise and honor. Mm-hmm. You know, and like he said, fix on thoughts that are true, honorable, right, pure, lovely, and admirable.
That's how you see God, as the topic said, in all the situations.
Mm-hmm.
You choose to think certain things.
Yeah.
Choose to think, am I going to trust God in this or am I not? You know, it's a choice.
It's all about choices. And you know what? The greatest choice that you have in your life is not, am I going to take this transfer or should I take this other job or should I buy this car or should I do this and that? The greatest choice you have in your life is, am I going to follow Jesus or am I not? Period.
Mm-hmm.
That's the greatest choice. Well, we hope today, if you've never made that choice, that you're going to make it today. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. John 14:6. Mm-hmm. So maybe you thought you did give your life to him, your heart to him, and you never really have. Well, today's the day to sincerely give your heart to Jesus and know that you are saved. And you can find praise in every situation in your life. If you would, please pray this prayer with us and know that you are saved. Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord, for who you are. Lord, I know you died on the cross. I know that you rose on the third day. And because of the cross, you say my sins are forgiven. And I ask you to please forgive me of my sins. Lord, today I've made the choice. The best choice I'll ever make in my life is to follow you. Thank you for being my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yeah.
Well, we thank y'all so much. I mean, I really enjoyed today's podcast. And
well, that's it.
Yeah.
We hope that you have a great rest of the day, rest of the evening, morning, wherever you are, and keep living it up.
While beginning again.